Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 24. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Command the children of Yisrael that they bring to you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamps burn continually. Outside the veil of the witness, in the tent of appointment, Aharon is to arrange it from evening until morning before Yahuwah continually, a law forever throughout your generations. He is to arrange the lamps on the clean gold lampstand before Yahuwah continually. And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it, 2/10 parts in each cake. And you shall put them in two rows, 6 in a row, on the clean table before Yahuwah. And you shall put clear frankincense on each row, and it shall be on the bread as a remembrance portion, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. On every Shabbat, he is to arrange it before Yahuwah continually, from the children of Yisrael, an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aharon and his sons, and they shall eat it in the Kodesh place, because it is most Kodesh to him, from the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire, an everlasting law.
And the son of an Yisraelite woman, whose father was a Mitzrite, went out among the children of Yisrael. And the Yisraelite woman's son and a man of Yisrael strove in the camp. And the Yisraelite woman's son blasphemed the name and cursed. So they brought him to Moshe. Now his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Divri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in under guard, that it might be declared to them at the word of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Bring the one who has cursed outside the camp, and all those who heard him shall lay their hands on his head, and all the congregation shall stone him. And speak to the children of Israel, saying, Anyone who curses his Elohim shall bear his sin, and he who blasphemes the name of Yahuwah shall certainly be put to death, and all the congregation certainly stone him, the stranger as well as the native. When he blasphemes the name, he is put to death. And he who smites the life from any man shall certainly be put to death. And he who smites a beast repays it, body for body. And when a man inflicts a blemish upon his neighbor, as he has done, so it is done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he inflicts a blemish upon him, so it is done to him. And he who smites a beast repays it, and he who kills a man is put to death. You are to have one right ruling for the stranger and for the native, for I am Yahuwah your Elohim.
And Moshe spoke to the children of Yisrael, and they brought the one who cursed outside the camp and stoned him with stones. And the children of Yisrael did as Yahuwah commanded Moshe.